This is Brandon, and today I want to talk about how to find your voice and use it. In other words, here's some ways to overcome inertia and share more of your knowledge with the world. Number one, believe in yourself. It all starts here. So go look in the mirror and psych yourself up if you have to, but realize that you're an amazingly unique person. I mean, in fact, I Googled this and, you know, the idea of what were the chances of you being born? And go do this. There's a Huffington Post article on this by Dr. Ali Benazir, for example. And the chances of any one of us that we actually were born into this planet were so amazingly infinitesimal is stunning. It's not even something we can comprehend. So the fact that you are incredibly unique, you have plenty to say. There'll never be another one like you. Number two, stop and assess. Slow down and just quiet your monkey mind, or what one of my friends calls popcorn brain. Think about what you do know already. What are you good at? Or what can you improve? What are the things that excite you about learning more of? And what opportunities are you missing out on by keeping everything to yourself? So if you need to, just sit down with a pen and a paper or Evernote and force yourself to write for 30 minutes. I think you'll be surprised at what you know and what you might find that you're itching to discover and share as well. Next, focus on providing value. Think about what would happen if you walked over somebody on the street who was dying and you did nothing about it and you just kept on going. You'd have to live with yourself that you let that person down because you failed to act. So I think when it comes to sharing your voice, you can also give yourself that same challenge and refuse to let other people down by holding back what's inside of you, which is your message. And remember that what you do in life is completely self-serving, don't be surprised if it falls flat, or just flat out fails. How can I say that better? Next, think like a journalist. You know, journalists are not necessarily experts on any given subject at first, but instead they're trained questioners. They're just curious. They probe. They break down these complex subjects into different components and then put them back together to make sense. Or anthropologists do the same darn thing. They study cultures with very intense curiosity. They document everything until a picture develops of sort of how the puzzle pieces fit together. They develop theories over time, and then they try to prove or disprove them as new details come out. So in other words, either whether you're a journalist or an anthropologist, just be inquisitive and then start sharing what you're finding. Another good technique is to adopt a beginner's mind. I know this is very Zen-like, but look, even if you're a subject matter expert or considered a guru, I guarantee you, you do not know everything. And sometimes it's very humbling and rewarding and quite exhilarating to take a couple steps back and act like you don't know anything and like you're starting for the very first time. And be surprised what you would learn and be able to share with others. The other thing that I like to talk about is scheduling things and committing them. Put it on your calendar. Block out the time. Tell yourself, I am the kind of person who, when I put something on my calendar, I do it and I don't deviate from it. And I'm not going to let myself down. I'm not going to let other people down with that. Now, commitment. If you need to, get another person, a trusted confidant, or put it on Facebook, however public you want to be with it, and put it out there and say, I'm going to start doing this on a regular basis. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to do a blog post every week. Whatever it is, just commit to it and don't let yourself and other people down. The next thing is just go. Just dive in. Do it. Start the podcast. Get your phone. Start doing this. Shoot live video on Facebook. Set up a blog on WordPress. Whatever it takes, just stop making excuses and get out there. Do the stuff that scares you and do not worry about what other people think. And then finally, practice. Obviously, you got to practice. I'm sitting here talking right now, stumbling over my words. Not all this is, you know, fluid as I'd like it to be, but I'm not going to hit re-record anymore. I'm just going, all right? The other thing you can do is study other people who have been successful at this. Plenty of trailblazers have come before you. Emulate what they've done. You know, study the greats, but then guess what? Don't copy them all the way. Copycats suck, and it's no fun trying to just pretend like you're somebody else. You're following their footsteps, yes, but you got to take a little bit of a different path. Again, you're unique. Be yourself. Do what works, all right? The world needs you. All right, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you're on the Anchor app, please call in and let me know what you think. Thanks so much.